And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And just a quick PSA, a quick reminder, that deadline is approaching. Property tax protest deadline in the state of Texas is coming up very, very fast. In a lot of markets, that's going to, or a lot of counties, that's going to be May 15th. You may have a little bit later if they got your notices out later, but be sure to file that. If you miss the deadline, that's it. That's it for the year. You don't get a second chance. And by the way, I did a show a couple weeks ago. If you want to learn about how to do that protest, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can check out that show on the radio tab. This was April 26th. The title was Maximizing Cash Flow, Mastering Texas Property Tax Protest. It's a very important thing as a rental owner for you to do, or even if you just own your own personal house, get out there and do it. But for rental owners, why do we do it? To protect our cash flow. That's why we're in the business. Speaking of cash flow, that is one of the biggest benefits of investing in residential rental real estate. You buy one single family house. It starts with one, and you might earn an extra couple hundred dollars a month coming in. You acquire more after that, and maybe a couple thousand dollars every month. Passive income. And ask yourself, if you created a couple hundred dollars, maybe $500, $600, maybe $1,000, what would you do with that money? Save it. Yeah, maybe save it for a rainy day. Pay down some debt. Maybe take a trip. Maybe dedicate it towards every month that money comes in. Point it towards the mortgage on your personal house. Or maybe a car payment. There are lots of things that you can do with that cash, that extra cash flow, to improve your life, to make life easier. Big benefit of real estate investing. But I just used a word I want to come back to: car payment. Let's linger. I want to linger on this one a bit, actually, for the rest of the show. Car payments and car values, especially used car values. Why is that? Well, I get asked all the time about the bottom. When is the bottom going to drop out of the housing market? When are values going to drop? When are values going to plummet? People want to see this drop so they can buy and invest. And I don't really see that. I don't really see that happening. But that market, that used car market, is seeing some dramatic downward movement. So we're going to take a look at that and ponder whether there are any parallels for the single family rental owners out there. I'm going to start with an article. I came across this on a website called Zero Hedge. And this is just an analysis of the used car market. The title says, bad loans hit record high as used car prices suffer worst bear market ever. And I'm just going to take the first paragraph. It's got a lot of information in here. It says, used car market was confirmed, or the drop, the bear market in the used car market was confirmed in November of last year, and it has worsened through April of this year. It's continued to trend downward, in other words. And at the same time, negative equity values are hitting new record highs. We'll define that in a moment. While auto insurance rates, man, I just got my renewal. Ooh, boy, it is up. Yeah, wow. Auto insurance rates have soared the most since the mid-1970s. And all the while, what's happening? Gas prices are elevated. They are elevated again. So in summary, the environment to operate a vehicle is probably, they say, one of the worst ever. So values are dropping. Looking at used cars, we're seeing negative equity. And basically what that means is I took a loan on a car. I bought it, let's say, for, I don't know, what's a used car going for now? $40,000, a ridiculously high number. Took a loan out for, let's say, $35,000, and now the value's $30,000. So the value of my car is below the value of that loan. You typically hear underwater, right? Negative equity. Insurance rates are soaring, not just on cars, across the board. Insurance is trying to catch up. They've been behind, It's part of the inflation we've been seeing. And then the cost to operate, in other words, gas or diesel, in the case of my truck, maintenance, those are all up. And this is driving us, no pun intended, towards the worst environment to operate a vehicle. Now, as a rental owner, the houses that we buy are not new, typically. They like the word, the euphemism, pre-owned in the realtor world, right? But they're used. So how does what we are seeing in the used car market compare with what we're seeing with our rental houses? Where do they compare? Where do they diverge? So I want to use the car market to help you better understand, in other words, what we do as residential real estate investors. And because I get that question all the time, what about houses? Are we going to see a big drop there? I don't really think we are in the housing market like we are seeing at the moment in the used car market. And it's interesting, I was looking at an article, this is on Zero Hedge, it's a website, and they've got a link to, if you have a used car you're considering trading in at some point, you might want to take a look at this, because they've got a link to, it's called Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index. And it's not any particular car type, it is across the board and it's across the nation. You know, we were talking about this a moment ago, the all real estate is local. That's not going to be true of the car market. Now, there may be some swings up. You know, there are certainly higher cost markets on the coast in the Northeast. The same car may cost more there than it does here in Texas. But on the whole, those values are down, and it is across all market classes: luxury cars, compact cars, mid-size cars, pickups, electric vehicles. Wow. Year on year down 17.5%. Boy, if you were one of those early adopters, you might be ruining that right now. So it's hitting all car types all over. Those things can be moved. They can be transported. But that is not true for real estate. It is local. 100% local. Cannot move that asset. So values, the way we will see movements in the housing market, vastly different. Talk to me about Austin. Talk to me about San Antonio. Two different markets where we see different things happening there. But above all, when I think about values as real estate investors, if you're an educated investor, if you do like we talk about on this show and at Lifestyles Unlimited, we buy right. And I'm going to explain what I mean in the context of that very used car market that we're looking at. So again, what happened during COVID? This is where we saw that big spike in car prices, used car prices. Why? Well, we all know the reason. Supply chain issues. Nobody was working. Nothing could be delivered. No spare parts. Couldn't get that microchip to complete that car to get it out onto the dealer's lot. Shortages. Just no inventory. Right? That pushed up the value of those used cars. You know, I bought my truck. I bought it used, almost 100,000 miles on it. In early 2019, prices were still stable then, and it was amazing because a couple years into the pandemic, the dealer kept reaching out to me, "Hey, you bought this truck from us. Are you interested in selling it back where we can actually pay you more? We need it for our inventory." It was mind-boggling. But people bought a few years after I did, as that market was climbing, and that bought those cars, those used cars or new cars, at market rates. What did they do, by the way? They got a lot of stimulus money. Ooh, I can make a down payment on a car. That happened in a lot of cases. And then they took out loans for the remainder of the price, the purchase price. And now they're in that negative equity position that we talked about, because the value of the car is now less than the loan on the car. In fact, Edmunds reported that in the last quarter of 2023, 20%, it's a big number, 20% of new vehicle sales involved a trade-in with negative equity, meaning I have a used car, I have a car I'm driving, I want to get a new car, I'm going to trade it in at the dealership, but I have a note, I have a loan on that car, and the value of the car is less. I actually have to bring more money to the table to buy that new car because of that negative equity. Now, do I have to worry about this with my rental property? Those that are asking me, is the market going to drop? What if I buy a rental property now? Is it going to slump? Is it going to tank? Do I need to worry? No. And there are several reasons. The biggest one I already mentioned, we buy right. as educated investors, we follow a particular model, and we are not buying at retail prices. If you go out and if you buy a house at the top of the market and pay retail, and by the way, it's your personal house, you get a 3.5% down FHA loan, and then the market does drop even a little bit, yeah, you might be underwater. You might be underwater, but that's not what we are doing as investors. In fact, it does not matter. It does not matter in the least what part of the market cycle we are in. Whether bottom has dropped out and we're at the bottom of the price market, right? The bottom of the cycle. Whether we're at the top of the cycle, whether we're going up that cycle, whether we're going down. We make our own economy. We find and buy distressed houses that need work. And because of the fact that they do need work, the seller is willing to let those go at a discount. That's what I mean by buy right, not top of the market, not retail at the top of the market. And through that process, because we're buying houses that do need work, we go in and we do the work, and we're able to get the work done at wholesale prices because we follow the right model, we have the right team, we have the right connections. And through that process, we create a ton of equity. We call that equity capture. And right now in this very market, the interesting thing, by the way, we're seeing that drop, that big drop in values of used cars. We are not seeing that in the markets where we buy, in the rental housing market. There is a ton of equity and a ton of equity for you to capture in that market, right in the market right now. Big equity plays. And in fact, I have a good sized portfolio of single family houses. One of my analyses that I check in on regularly is what if. It's a what if scenario. What if values do drop 10%, 20%? Not going to happen. Don't take that away from today's show. That will not happen. But what if they did? Well, I bought right with such a big equity buffer through that process that I can handle that and still be positive relative to my debt load. Here's an example, by the way. This was a house sent to me by one of the realtors here in the Dallas area. Purchase price right at 80K. Yeah, you can find houses at that price point. When it's fixed up, valued at 200K. Now, through the process, yeah, we're going to have to do a pretty heavy lift, probably 70, 80K in repairs. But I'm capturing $30,000 in equity. Now, I do have money invested in this. It's about 20K. And if I bundle those together, my total equity position through the process is $50,000. If the market does decline 10%, I'm still positive. If it declines 20% in this scenario, still positive. Because we've created a ton of equity. But even better, we create cash flow. Goes back to the start of the show. What can you do with extra cash flow in your life right now? Well, we're still enjoying income. We're paying off our mortgage. Wait a minute, our residents are paying off our mortgage regardless of where the value sits. It can go up, it can go down. We still have cash flow coming in, and we can wait out the cycle. Can't really do that with a used car, can you? So hey, quick break, wait out the break with me. We'll come back and talk a little more.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited wants you real estate retired. Learn the roadmap to wealth building. Impact your family for generations. Just like Lifestyle members Chad and Lisa.
They're learning the rope. They see this in their future too. It's benefited our children in the way they think of their future. It's taught them how to think in the millions.
Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited, teaching you how to retire in 5 years or less while building generational wealth in this rapidly changing environment. Now's the time to take action. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007 for a $297 two-year membership. Our Financial Freedom Program membership special at $297. That's 66% off our regular price. With over 33 years of educating and mentoring experience, let Lifestyles Unlimited help you become real estate retired. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for tuning in today. We're taking a look at used car values. Just an article that I was perusing and found very interesting because we're now seeing, I suppose, the aftermath of what we experienced during COVID, where those used car values spiked. And, you know, and interestingly, it wasn't just cars. We picked up our RV, if you've heard me doing the show, from the RV bunker. Bought that before COVID. The value of that thing went up. But that's not something, the value drop that we're now seeing and the how precipitous of a drop that it is not anything that I expect to see in our housing market. But as I explained in the last segment, the way we buy right. We create a huge equity buffer to where this does not need to be a fear. It should not be a fear for you. But even better, we create cash flow. And if something does happen, if I'm wrong and the bottom does drop out, what do we do? We're enjoying income. We're enjoying cash flow. We just ride it out. Continue to pay down that mortgage. The resident does that on your behalf. And wait out the cycle. And that's it. That is not something you can do, obviously, in this discussion with a used car. It does have a limited life. And thinking about appreciation in particular, real estate tends to double. If you do any analysis, go back over time. More recent past, longer past, doesn't matter. Real estate tends to double in value every 20 years. Double in value. Buy a house now for $100,000 should be worth $200,000 in about 20 years. Now, we saw markets in this past cycle, again, just the same way that we saw big spikes in value with used cars. We did see big spikes in value in houses as well. The good news for those that bought before the COVID cycle, those values have remained in place. We've essentially seen a reset in the housing market. Do not expect those to drop precipitously like we're seeing with used cars. And as residential real estate investors, when we buy right, when we buy distressed assets, when we buy them at wholesale prices, meaning well below market value, we go in and we make the repairs needed and we create a big equity buffer that allows us to absorb any market fluctuations. If the market goes down a few percent, who cares? By the time you turn around and sell that asset, you will have returned to appreciation in most cases, and you will have been enjoying cash flow, equity buildup, all the benefits that we talk about that will have made this more than worth your while. With a used car, maybe not so. And it's worth mentioning what is happening in the car and housing market with respect to loans. There are two sides of this that I want to look at. Number one, interest rates. If I'm comparing and contrasting used cars and used houses, right, it's essentially what we're buying as investors. Interest rates are up on both. Interest rates are up in both. In fact, Bankrate tracks these and says they've surged again, now exceeding 8.5% on auto loans. Now, of course, that depends on your credit, how much you put down, loan size, all that stuff. And the same is true for mortgages. But there, too, mortgage rates are still elevated relative to the COVID era lows. Now, whether that's 6.5% for you, 7.5%, maybe even the 8.5% that we just talked about, if you go further back in time, you'll know those are still relatively low, if not normal. And those rates, those lead me to defaults per Edmunds. Where was this? Let me find this here for you. We are seeing a lot of bad car loans now. And the percentage of subprime auto borrowers, this is on Zero Hedge, summarizing Edmunds, at least 60 days past due. This was late last year. That topped 6.11%. So that's the highest level of defaults on payments in the car market that we've seen. Historically high bad car loans. Again, people ask me all the time, when's the bottom going to drop out of the housing market? When are we going to see the next wave of foreclosures? Are we seeing that now? No, we're not. In fact, Q1 of this year saw a modest increase in foreclosure filings. Now, when you're coming from practically zero, any percentage increase from that is going to be pretty small. We still remain 60% below pre-COVID levels for foreclosure filings. And this goes back to the equity in that market. Homeowners and rental owners have a lot of choices. That is one of the things I love about real estate investing. When I create this portfolio of single-family houses and that equity grows, that equity starts big already because I bought right, but it continues to grow. That just gives me choices. That gives me a lot of choices. Now, some of those homeowners that are sitting in their personal house and are sitting on some equity, unfortunately, a lot of them have not kept up with those properties. And they are in desperate need of repair. And if they need to sell, they will let those go at a discount. That takes us back to our equity capture as investors. Right, because we can get those at a discount. Now, I will say higher mortgage rates, going back to the interest rates that we talked about, those are driving a lower cash flow for us as investors. And don't get me wrong, we still want to be cash flow positive. If it doesn't cash flow, don't do the investment. But it is a little thinner than it was when I started over a decade ago. Cash flow has gone down. But again, the countervailing side of that coin is that we have huge, huge equity gains. I will take that trade-off right now. I will take that trade-off right now because what can you do? Sit in it for a year and a day, then do that 1031 exchange and trade up and get two more, three more, four more, and continue to grow. So huge advantages there. Now, thinking again about the used car market, I said compare and contrast. What are some of the, we've been contrasting for the most part, what are some of the similarities there? Now, inflation and operating costs. If I go back to that lead paragraph in that article on Zero Hedge, they said insurance rates are soaring, right? The cost to operate, in other words, the gas or diesel and the maintenance of those are up. Worst environment to operate a vehicle in a long time, if not ever. Like I mentioned, insurance is hammering a lot of people right now. I just got my renewals. Unfortunately, both are due this month for both of our vehicles, our RV, and our personal house. Bam, bam, bam. And boy, they are up strongly. I was in particularly shocked at the increase on our personal house. So insurance continues to be a burden for everyone. Doesn't matter if we're just talking about your personal car, your personal house, or our rental properties. Now, there are things I can do as a rental investor to possibly diversify myself and get away from those high insurance costs. Insurance in Texas is particularly high, just like property taxes. I can go and invest in other states. I mentioned Kansas City, Missouri. We're also in Tennessee. We're in Georgia, South and North Carolina, Arizona. In all of these other markets, property taxes and insurance tends to be lower than what I see here. So if that's my concern, there are things I can do, actions I can take to begin investing out of state. In fact, we've got a summit coming up. We had one in Jacksonville, Florida, a couple months ago called the Southeast Summit, where we got together in Florida and talked about these markets down there. And we've got one coming up in a few weeks in June in Kansas City. So hey, if you're a member, great place to go to learn about the Midwest Summit. But insurance does continue to grow, and I'm sure it's growing in those markets as well. And this is, you know, it feeds into that CPI, that inflation read that we keep hearing about, which is still elevated. Yeah, it's relatively low compared to the 70s, but higher than people want it, higher than the Fed wants it. That's why they're not taking their rates down. And insurance will continue to push that up. And again, thinking about used cars, thinking about cars in my used houses, right, rental houses, operating costs are up for both, right? Gas and maintenance, right, labor and materials for repairing that car, up. When I go in and do a renovation on that distressed house that I just closed on, labor and materials are up as well, relative, boy, to what I was paying over a decade ago. But here there's a divergence. Here there's good news for us as investors. We take care of that renovation, all those repairs that we need to do, we take care of those up front so that they are not actually ongoing operating costs. And we're able to then roll the cost of those renovations into the loan. So we're not really out of pocket. I mentioned earlier, this house we were looking at here in Texas, this was, I did see more details on this recently. It's about a 70 to 80K renovation. But my out of pocket is only 20,000. How is that? Well, we're covering a good portion of those renovation costs in this particular example with the loan, right? buying at 80K, 70K in renovations, 150 all in, value 200. Big equity capture there. So our out-of-pocket is lower. And ultimately, as inflation is pushing all of these costs up, guess what we do? Our rents will trend upward. I'm going through my lease renewals now. I'm analyzing all of the markets where I'm present. They are up. So when the insurance on my rental house goes up, and it has, I can pass that through to my resident. When the insurance is up on my personal car, I am out of luck. Except, as a real estate investor, well, I'm not, really. I'm not. Because, why? As a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, I have learned, I have acquired the skill set to go out and find that distressed asset, buy that, renovate it, create that equity capture, lease it out, create that cash flow, right? I've just added cash, more cash flow to my bottom line, do it again and again, so that as inflation drives up my cost of living and your cost of living, we can take it in stride. We have action steps that we can follow to add more cash flow to our bottom line, and it really is as easy as that. If you've never bought your first rental house, I know it is a daunting endeavor. But you can get over those mental hurdles. You can learn how to do these things that we talk about, and it is a very much repeatable process. How do you do it? First step, get educated. Make sure that you are doing it correctly. I do talk to a lot of non-lifestyle investors out there that, I have this problem, I have that problem. They're not doing it right. Make sure you are doing it right. Learn an appropriate model like we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you want to learn more, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Register for our free workshop. That'll really get you started. We'll talk about the benefits of real estate investing, not just in houses. Today I've been focused on houses, but in apartments as well. Great asset class. And get that education started so that you can become a successful investor. And when we see this inflation and all these things that we're talking about today, I'll go buy another house, get that equity, create more cash flow, continue to grow. It is as easy as that. Hey, I thank you for listening today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.